Greetings, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio on BBS, and he said he Stargate on Rumble, and he said he Stargate on VMO, and he said he TV, and we've got so many outlets, I can't remember them all, but anyway, if you just type in he said he, or go to the website hesaidhe.org, you'll be able to watch us on a lot of different channels. There's so much going on now. I'm going to skip the news because I have Corey Good on my show, and I'd rather cover Corey Good than the news because it's so bad, it's hilarious. But anyway, it's not much better than the UFO community. So without any further ado, I'm going to bring Corey on. And Corey was the original, one of the very original whistleblowers that brought all this information out about the super space fleet, the super soldiers, I mean, the space fleet, all of that, you know, the original stuff. And then there's a lot of spinoffs from that. So I'm going to go ahead and bring Corey on. So Corey, are you with us?
Yes, I'm with you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, you've got so many things going on. I mean, we could do a whole show on all the you've got so many fingers and so many different pies right now. You've got the comic book section. You've got your TV show is it goes on and on and on. But I wanted to talk about, there's a lot of different things. One of the first questions that people hit me with all the time, they hit me with, why in the deposition, why did he say he made it up? And I'll let you explain. I pretty much know why, but go ahead.
Yeah, well, as many people know, since 2014, 2015, I've been warning the community that the information I was bringing forward is going to be super soldiered, and everyone has just seen what has happened since then, but that was the big warning I gave, and Gaia was trying to, you know, take my life story and then bring in a bunch of actors and fakes and kick me out, and then, you know, they were making hundreds of millions of dollars off of, you know, cosmic disclosure. So there was a lot of stuff going on in the background, a lot of intimidation, a lot of crazy stuff going on. And finally I filed for trademarks to protect my key phrases and my life story, which they call intellectual property. And from there, it turned into, you know, a big legal battle with Gaia. And then other individuals were getting involved, trying to destroy my credibility in order to cause me to fade into the background to make it easier for people to steal my IP, which, I mean, people are just making, you know, millions and millions of dollars off of, you know, even just these events, people make between $500,000 to $2 million bringing the LARPs and all of that. So, to protect your life story in a court of law, you have to jump through certain hoops. And I think I've said already in my response to the deposition leak video, which you can link below, hopefully, that you can't trademark delusions. Different people can have the same delusion. You can't trademark dreams. People can have the same dreams. But if you create something, that you can trademark. And the truth is, and I've told this over the years, and people are acting like they're hearing it for the first time, I created key phrases and terms and like Dark Fleet, that was a name for different groups of Nazi space programs that were under a moniker, and different, like the 20 and back. Yeah. I created these different things to be able to protect my life story from just all of these. I mean, there's a lot of just wacky people and opportunists and this community, when I got to a point a number of years ago when I was talking with David Wilcock and other key figures in this in ufology, and they were talking about how nasty and infiltrated, you know, the community had become, you know, we had seen this like 3-4 years ago, and the rest of the community is, it's just boiled to a point where the rest of the community is now witnessing it with, you know, all of the factions that have broken off. You know, in 2016 and 17, me and my team, we did the largest unity in the community push ever. We tried to bring every single person together to work for disclosure. And that turned out to have, that was honestly the biggest mistake.
Yeah, I'm laughing with you. I'm not laughing at you.
Yeah, I mean, it is literally, and I grew up in the Christian church, a Nazarene, which is kind of like Methodist, but I would go to a friend's church and it'd be the Baptist church. And they'd be like, you know, those Nazarenes down the street, they believe this, they're a cult, you know, yeah. And, you know, down at the Methodist church, they talk about the Baptist church. And then they'd all gang up on the Catholic church. And it was, you know, if all of these different denominations had gotten together, they could be like a real force and a positive change. Mm-hmm. But it's not in human nature, apparently. The exact same thing I have noticed, because I was actually, I went to school to be a minister. I was trying to follow in my grandfather's footsteps, who I respected very much. And, you know, I learned very quickly some very heavy lessons that made me leave, you know, that you know, basically going to church and all of that. There was, you know, every Sunday, the fake people pretending to be love and light. This sounds familiar, you know.
Yeah.
Taking advantage of each other, all kinds of stuff. And lo and behold, I have seen the exact same thing in this community. But in addition to that, the community is just so open that anyone can come in and tell their story. It is great. They just love the stories and just come together. But the thing is, some of the people that come in are either opportunists, drifters, or people that are unfortunately not mentally stable. And I don't know how the community worked in the past, because, you know, I've been doing this since 2014. I've been working with David since 2009, giving him information in the background.
Yeah.
I mean, Luke Skywalker. And then around 2012 or 13, I started releasing information under the moniker G-O-O-D, then E-T-X-S-G. It stood for good, my last name, Texas State Guard, because I was still in the Guard back then. And I was releasing a ton of information from about 2013 through 2014, when I started talking with David, and he started releasing information, more information, and then we started the show. And then after a year of the show, William Tompkins came out, and his information totally corroborated mine. And then all of the different super soldier people started all of a sudden identifying as secret space program people, and stories started changing. And all, of course, they were all based on my testimony. And, you know, there were millions of people watching, you know, they were getting millions of views. And they were, they being Gaia. Gaia was spending millions of dollars, like $1 million a month or something at one point, promoting the show. You couldn't go on YouTube without seeing me and David's goofy faces, you know?
Yeah.
So it became a very big moneymaker for Gaia, a very big moneymaker for a lot of others in the community. And it's turned into an entire industry. And like I said, there's been other people out there that talked about being in the secret space programs, you know, even like 20 years ago. You know, I'm not trying to take any of that away from them. But the people that have come out, and obviously like Legos, started building their stories and everything off of what I disclosed and laid out. And then created on top of, going back to the question of creation, yeah, there were different parts that I created, A, because I couldn't divulge information exactly without there being serious ramifications. If it was tweaked a little or combined and renamed, I could get away with doing so. Mm-hmm. In addition to that, when I would use names like Dark Fleet, when there's actually a German name for it, that people have tried to create German names saying this is the name for it, but it's not, that they're the ones they have are not. It was done so we could tell who was telling the truth. And so far, only a couple of people have come forward to tell the truth, have come forward knowing this, the real name of these programs. And none of them will go public because of what they saw, what happened to me and to others. Yes. So, you know, the only people that are willing to go public are the people that are making up stories. And of mm-hmm. course, they are free to do what they're doing because they are helping the cabal, I guess you would call it, by diluting all of this information. If they were out there giving real information, they would have helicopters flying over their house like what happened to us. They would have hundreds of stalkers that are a part of a coordinated team going after them, trying to destroy them. You know, that maybe start because a lot of these people that have been trying to destroy me feel like they need to move on to other targets. Maybe they'll start moving on to them now. But, you know, this has been a very crazy thing to navigate. You know, like I said, you know, we've had death threats. We've had people show up at our house. We've had, our attorney was nearly killed in a hit and run. I talked about that in the video that we're going to link below. I have been extorted, criminally extorted. It's a federal crime, no less than 3 times by people in this Love and Light community. David has been 5 times that I know of. You know, blackmail, extortion. You know, we've had people try to steal from us. Fabricate complete stories about us, you know. In the deposition that was released illegally, you know, I talk about, you know, when Stacy and I were separated, I had a relationship for a short period of time with the person that I worked with, and that was 8 years ago. That was like 2016. And, you know, Stacy and I were going through a separation during that time period. And then we got back together and we actually went through another separation right before COVID. And then COVID kind of forced us to all be in the same house. And we ended up working through a lot of things. And of course now, you know, we're going, you know, next month is going to be our 30-year anniversary. And we're going strong. But, you know, people used that human element that occurred in our marriage 8 years ago to extrapolate all of these horrible things. Mm-hmm. You know, Leon Kennedy, you know, went on saying that I practiced black magic and that I was a serial abuser of women. Yeah. And that class action lawsuit needed to be started, and just everything took it to the extreme and to the top. Mm-hmm. And being the narcissist that he is, I can't say anything about him without him flying off the handle. And if I say anything, you know, you're a public figure. You're supposed to be able to handle this stuff. You know, it's just this, I don't know. I'm just incredibly tired of all of the drama and the people that call themselves Love and Light who are
the opposite.
A lot of them are cowards. They're just
hypocrites. Actually, they're so hypocritical because they're so full of judgment and condemnation, and, and they want to climb on your back for their own recognition, name recognition, and it's a, you know, I can totally everything you're saying, I can validate because I went through all the same thing, and it's unbelievable. I mean, if you have a relationship and it doesn't work out, and then next you know you're Jeffrey Epstein, and you're going, wow, how did that evolve into Jeffrey Epstein? You know, it's like if you're a male and you're heterosexual and you're single or whatever, right away you're like the biggest piece of crap on the earth. It's really interesting. I've never seen anything like it. This whole social engineering program, and then they use that to try to take you out or try to take you down, and they act like they're taking the high moral ground. But what I've seen in this whole thing, this is no different than the Republican and Democrat thing. It's like the not to get in politics, but the Democrats accuse the Republicans of everything they're doing tenfold. You know, you can watch that unfold. Well, it's the same thing in the UFO community. It's another political, they're doing the same thing. They're accusing others of what they've been doing tenfold. And I when I hear this stuff, I go, what? I go, that person has a history of you know, there's some people in there that have a long history of pedophilia. They have a history of some pretty dark stuff. They're hooked up with, you know, the Clintons, the Podestas, and all that other stuff. You know, I don't want to name any names, but a lot of people pretty much, if you've done any research, you know who these people are. And then there's the Rockefeller thing, you know, and that whole thing. And now they're all going down. It's like MUFON got taken out for sex trafficking, a huge mess there. Not all MUFONs, but particular ones. And I was in the middle of that. I was invited to go to one of those parties. And I said, what kind of party is it? And they kind of were hinting, beating around the bush. And I go, wow, this feels creepy as hell. You know, I'm not going to that. I'm not going to be involved in that. And they go, there's some beautiful women, very young women there. And I go, got me out. You know, I'm not, you know, I go, this feels, you got to go by your gut and your heart, you know. And I go, this doesn't feel right. But, and throughout the whole, like I've been talking about this stuff since 1982, and I've written about it in the books and everything else, all this stuff. And I went to International UFO Congress, and I had a very beautiful young woman knock on my door and ask to use the bathroom. And I went, oh crap, you know, I think this is a setup. And it was. And luckily I called a couple of friends and they came over. I said, hey, you got to get over here really quick. I need a witness here. And the woman's in there taking her clothes off in the bathroom, was going to come out, you know, come out. And I knew it was next thing you know, the door gets broken down by some agency. But
yeah, you know, I've had the same thing happen. I mean, granted, okay, David Wilcock I think it was 2014, I met up with him and we went to Conscious Life Expo for the first time. And he straight up warned me. He said, Corey, he said, people are very sexually open in this community, you know.
Yeah.
That warned me, you know, which, you know, I kind of was, okay, it makes sense, kind of, you know, to me, it makes a little sense. But what I have witnessed has been mind-boggling. You know, you normally think of the crazy sex things going on and the cabal and all of that, but man, there's some weird stuff that gets rationalized, you know, that I see rationalized, you know, and, you know, and a lot of these events now, it used to be most of the people were out meeting each other and mixing it up, hanging out with tribe, but more and more you're seeing people hanging out at the bars.
Exactly.
Or off doing some designer drug or whatever up in a hotel room. And it's going more and more this way. And it's especially at these super soldier and SSP conferences, it's people that used to be like, you know, really did really good at doing divine feminine kind of stuff are now like toxic feminines and drunken lushes, you know. It's embarrassing to see what's happened to this community, you know, and you know, especially, you know, what has occurred with, you know, all of the LARPs coming in and being welcomed and unvetted, and we have people coming in. You know, there's this one, we're not going to mention names or anything, that was recently exposed. It was going on in the background for about a week before I even posted anything. But, you know, crimes against someone underage was exposed. And, you know, looking deep into a lot of these different people, there are people that are involved in all different types of fraud, and no one's
Their background.
Never looked into their background. And, you know, we have children at these events. Some of the people, young ladies that come are very young, very beautiful, and very innocent, and looking, expecting the best in everyone at these.
Yeah.
They can be taken advantage of. A good friend of mine and Stacy's was involved in a group that ended up being kind of a cult, and the person was mentally and sexually doing things that was uncool with members of their group, and it affected this person that's a friend of ours very deeply. I have a big problem with that, and especially, like, you know, and when I was accused of doing things, it just made me, you know, and it turns out that the people accusing me of that stuff were doing the stuff, you know,
themselves. Exactly. That's what I've seen over and over again. You know, I always tell people some of these events now have turned into a big reptilian F-fest, you know, where everybody's feeding off of each other, and it's just, and the community's gone. I mean, that whatever community was there is no longer existent. And people get upset with me, but I tell people at the highest levels, you have a major satanic Luciferian influence, a lot of money behind that that's infiltrated. And then it goes down the line, and then you have the LARPs and the wannabes and the posers and all this other stuff going on. And they're mainly in it for the fame and the fortune. And then you have the a lot of the, you know, shills and the other people that are there to actually muddy the waters and disrupt and everything. It's just a real mess. There's so many posers, and a lot of people you're saying aren't quite mentally stable, you know, and they, you know, make up a lot of things and a lot of stories. But then you've got a few in there that are authentic. And the problem right now is, like, you know, having a radio show, I'm going, okay, who's authentic out there that I can bring on the show? And I mean, I can do it on one hand right now, basically. I'm sure there's more, but there's a few people I know out there, very few, that their hearts are aligned. They have an open mind, loving heart, pure intent, all the prerequisites. They might get thrown off course a little bit now and then, like we all do, but their intent is pure. You know, they're really in service mode, but there's very, very few left. And,
well, you know, a lot of them have left the community. Yeah. Over the last probably 3 or 4 years, I can't even tell you how many emails I've received from people who have told me, listen, I started slowly withdrawing from the community a couple years ago. I checked in every once in a while, and now I don't even check at all, but this popped up in my feed and I happened to see all these attacks going on again. I just wanted to tell you that, I tried to do a spiritual business and people came in and stole it from me, you know, and stole my clients from me, or you know, and it was story after story after story of people being stabbed in the back. And,
oh God. And I've got 30 knives in my back, I swear.
Yeah. I mean, and
it's been stolen, you know, from the foundation. A lot of people stole a lot of money from the foundation, things like, it's unbelievable. People I thought, you know, I could trust and turned out bad, but now I'm getting better. I mean, I see people coming and I go, this guy's going to betray me. I already see it coming. And sure enough, boom, you know, they do exactly what they go, oh no, he's a nice guy. He's really famous. He's really here to serve. He's got his own show and everything. And I go, no, watch, just wait and watch. And sure enough, boom.
And there's all these tells that you just wish to God you knew, like just a few years ago, 5 years ago. And now, you know, believe it or not, I've run into more corruption and evil people while working in this community than I have working in Hollywood.
Yeah.
But there were people that tried to come in, little vulture people in Hollywood, but because of what I've dealt with here,
yeah,
I like, smelled them from a mile away, you know, and I was like, you know, and they recognized that there was a shield up and that I knew what was going on, and they just flew circles over someone else, you know.
Yeah, I met some of those. We're both aware of those. Some of those people, they came to Yosemite and we're going to make a Disneyland out of it and promised all kinds of money and fame and everything. And I go, no, you'd kill the frequency here. The ship would stop coming here. If you know, if I gave you control, this place would go to hell in a handbasket in no time, you know.
Yeah, it's the typical thing. You sit there and they sit in a lawn chair in front of you and
yeah,
we can do this, we can do that and everything. It's like, oh, okay. And like you say, you know, who controls the money? And they're like, well, we will. Who makes all the decisions? Well, we will, but we're going to be doing all the work, you know. This same
people,
David Wilcock, they called him up and they said, hey, David, Corey values us so much that he is giving us 50% of his business. You should think about doing the same thing. And David was like, what the, you know, and David calls me and I'm like, dude, I've like never even discussed anything like that. You know, I don't know what they're talking about. And it was just all of these things, you know, and oh, man, I mean, and it, this tells you from going from working from this community to working in Hollywood, there's this big movie production company or a moderate sized movie production company that we had tried to crack into before. The person said, yeah, I really want to work with you, but you have to write me an email saying that you're no longer working with your old, director, producer, you know, Roger. Yeah. And I was like, why would I need to write an email assuring you that I am no longer working with this person? And they, you know, like, oh, you know, I just, you know, they talking with them in meetings, it just, you know, I just don't want to have anything to do with them. And they don't want to talk with me about it, I guess, for legal reasons. But, you know, people after people were pulling away, you know, saying, you know, I won't do work with you if you're working with this person. And then I would fight to keep this, you know, that person with me, being loyal to them. And then, of course, over time, I would find out that the person wasn't really being loyal to me at all.
Yeah.
You know, it's been, they've been some very difficult lessons, but you know, I've been called people try to call me a narcissist and all these different things. Yeah. But you know, people have been trying to profile me for a long time, but I'll tell you right now, my personality type is what they call a Sigma INFJ, and you can Google that, and we're less than 1% of the people out there. I don't think like everyone else. I'm not motivated by the same thing everyone else is. I don't give a flip what people think about me. I'm not just saying that.
I'm in that same category.
I know. And that's one of the reasons we get along. But we're also people, you know, not to screw with. And I've done everything I could with different people. You know, people are upset, make comments all the time. Love and light people don't do lawsuits. Well, they don't extort. They don't threaten. They don't steal. Yeah. They don't do all these other things either.
Yeah. And
what's your recourse if they do? You know, people in this community, they don't want to do contracts. They don't want to work with lawyers, accountants. It's really bizarre. But I don't know. It's... I don't know.
If you enter that, yeah, you have to. If you enter that world, you have to you can't bring the love and light mentality into that world because it's cutthroat. And that people don't realize that, like you're saying, ufology is a multi-billion dollar, it's an entertainment industry, basically. People need to realize that. And all that stuff is going on in the music and the other industries too, that same thing. You know, look at the Grammys, you know, everybody wore Satan outfits and things like that. It's really no different at the top. And so it's hard to operate within that, but I know you're finding some people that do have integrity, and then you're finding some people that are going to get behind you and help and get this information out. But boy, they're far and few between. you know, trying to find people that are going to really back you. And
yeah, what I was going to say is I catch a lot of guff from people about the legal stuff. And what a lot of them don't realize is I only thing I did legally was I filed trademarks. Mm-hmm. And after filing trademarks, Gaia sued me in federal trademark court to try to take the trademarks for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
This Alyssa Maltabano, Ari Stone, sued me in 2018 saying that I was stealing her dreams and that we were married in another dimension and all this other stuff.
Yeah, I've had a few of those. Yeah.
Of course, I won that lawsuit. With my former partners, I gave them one full year of trying to negotiate with attorneys. And after that 1 year, I finally took control of the accounts away from Leon, who had created a business name that was exactly the same as my business name and was having the money from the distribution company going to him, and the tax and the IRS thought it was going to me. It's all wonky. So yeah. I took over the accounts and immediately around that time, I receive an 18-page extortion letter, David Wilcock and I do. And they were telling us they were going to destroy us publicly if we didn't hand over ownership of our documentaries. So,
wow. Yeah.
Of course, John D'Souza was saying he was the attorney and was trying to negotiate for them. And it turned out he's not an attorney. That's not true.
Yeah.
That caused a lot of problems.
There's a lot of you. I went through that
going on, yeah.
Attorney list. And there's a time where I almost lost my land. And yeah. There's all these UFO attorney guys and everything. And they're coming down on me hard. And I talked to each one of them. And they all said, you know, well, give me a piece of your land. Give me half of your property. Give me, not one of them stepped up to the plate and helped out. So,
yeah. So anyway, I gave like literally them a year to go with my attorney. They resulted to a crime, extortion. And we answered back with a federal lawsuit. And at the same time, we filed suit against Gaia, who were continuing to use Jay Widener and other people to destroy us in the background while stealing the IP for themselves to control.
Yeah, that group came after me for having you come and speak at my conference. The same group came after me and spread malicious gossip that none of it was true. And
none of it.
Unbelievable.
But they know that in this community, it doesn't have to be true. It's a conspiracy community. Just put it out there, you know?
Yeah.
But so, you know, I gave, you know, Gaia had 3 years that we tried to negotiate with them before I filed a lawsuit. And I only did so because they had filed a lawsuit against me in trademark court. And so, you know, this, you know, I don't know what people would have expected me to do. You know, I'm being extorted. You know, I'm thinking I'm being stolen from. There's all these things going on. And instead of people saying, oh, no, I'm sorry you feel that way. Here's the books. Here's this. Here's that. They did the opposite. And, you know, started extorting and all these other things. And then spreading all these vicious lies about me, you know. And, you know, the community just decided to eat it up. And so, you know, I don't know. The people that have problems with me and the legal side of what's going on can really, I'm seriously just kiss my posterior. Been through what me and my family have been through, you know, the death threats, the, you know, Stacy afraid to leave the house, you know, my daughter being afraid. It's been absolute hell. And I was told at the beginning of this, and David laughed. David was like, aren't you afraid someone's going to shoot you or knock you off? And I said, no. I said, ironically, these groups told me that I was in more danger from the community than I was the cabal. And he laughed and then he got serious and he said, they're probably right.
Yeah.
I thought he was kidding.
I know I was on Art Bell once and Art Bell said, what's with the UFO community? They're like competitive. They stab each other in the back. They basically eat their young, you know? And I said, yeah, that's pretty much what's going on right now. And I mean, there were some good old boys in there that were solid, you know, and They came up to me and I had a good conversation with them. But most of them, a lot of those, even back in the 90s, you know, I would hand them video of the every size, shape, color ship you can have, landing, everything. And they would take three or four steps and throw it in the trash.
Yeah.
Or they'd throw it on a seat and keep going. And top people in the field of ufology would not even look at it. I said, hey, we're having incredible contact. We've proven it. You know, we tell exactly when the ships are going to come, where they're going to appear. They do. We have it all on video, witnesses, you know, triple PhD, Boeing injuries, everything. I go, this has been going on for like 40 years, you know, like, you know, it's a done deal. And I'm just blown away at how many people have turned again that won't even respect that or honor it. Or I go, well, what? I thought this was ufology. I thought it was disclosure. I thought we're all supposed to work together to reunite with these higher spiritually and technologically advanced beings. I was really naive when I went in there and I go, wow, this is not, this is a business. This is,
it is a big business.
And a backstabbing business.
It's very censored, very, very controlled. The entire disclosure movement itself was created by the Rockefellers through little cutouts and puppets who are now narcissist, egotistical leaders in the community. You know, they were planted there very early, and they control, not only control the narrative, they get to say who's on radio stations, who's listened to, and who isn't.
Yeah, exactly.
Also, I know of several instances where people have come to these people and said, hey, you know, we've developed something that looks like it's going to turn into free energy. And they're like, oh yeah, well, bring it to my office. And they'll get the information. And instead of these people getting the support that they were hoping for, they get raided by the FBI.
Yeah, that's happened to a couple of friends of mine. People I know that they have anti-gravity, counter-gravity, they've got fuelless energy, they have everything. Healing technology is beyond met. They have all this stuff. They're ready to go with it. But, you know, same thing. We took it to these top people in the free energy business and then got raided, and they stole his car and tried to steal everything. It was just like, and raided. It's just like unbelievable. I go, who are these people? You know, it's so convoluted. The whole free energy, ufology, all that stuff. You really think about these spiritually and technologically advanced beings, what they have to offer, you know, like the med bed technology, the fearless energy technology, the all that stuff that can totally clean up the planet and restore our health and everything else. They have all that technology, and we've known about this for God knows what. I've known about it for 40 years. And why isn't it out? Because every avenue to get this information out is a controlled narrative. It's totally controlled. And that, I know people like you and I are just busting through this stuff. And that's why we're getting so much flack, because the control, we even made a movie called The Controlled Narrative. just to show what's going on, you know?
Well, James, for perspective, and most people can't really wrap their minds around this, because some of the people listening may have been a part of this community for decades. And they've experienced this community as being a member who buys the tickets, and they go and they listen to people and they hear the people talking in the audience. And, you know, I've experienced a little bit that side of it, but what most people haven't experienced is what we have experienced. To be a public figure who is standing on the stage and, you know, delivering information to all the people, but also dealing with the infrastructure of ufology, dealing with all of the other public figures, and seeing the background when they drop that mask that you see on all of these different television shows or on stage, and, you know, they crack open the drink, they start drinking and talking about the stuff they do with women and this and that, and that, and people look at them like they're gurus and all this stuff, you know, and they assume that we're just like them, you know. They're like, we're different, of course, in the background. Of course they will too. And they're like, hey, you want to come over and do this, you know, all these crazy things? And we're like, no, you know. Start learning all how fake all of this, much of this really is. And we see this in the background, and we see it year after year after year. Mm-hmm. And we see a completely different side of not only this community, but the infrastructure. And we have an insight that people in the community who just say, I just want to discern my way through this, they just don't understand.
I agree, yeah.
They don't have the perception that we do, you know.
Well, people think that, they really think, you know, I tell people this is an entertainment industry, mm-hmm. first of all. And if you look at the other, what goes on in the other entertainment industries and all the people at the top, the famous people, they got there usually by selling their souls. Not all of them, I'm not saying all of them, but and they probably did some pretty crazy stuff and have that on record, whether being blacklisted or whatever.
But, no, I honestly think there is some of that, but I have gotten to know a number of celebrities and
no, there are some. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, there are some, and these are really good-hearted, good people.
Yeah,
just want to do art and do the right thing, and it's the infrastructure that is really the monster. But at the same time, it follows rules and legal parameters and blood oaths or whatever they do.
Exactly.
It's organized, it's structured, it's not like chaos like it is here in this community.
I try to explain to people, I've never seen so much competition and jealousy. And if you're authentic, basically, and you try to come into this thing, they are gonna eat their young on you, basically. And I went into it very naively.
You see people come to you and they're like, I'm all about the mission. I want to help you. And they start embedding themselves. And then you start seeing jealousy pop up in them and like little weird places and insecurities and all of this start happening. And it's just.
And then spiritual ego. And the next thing you know, well, I'm the real person. I'm the real spokesman here. You know, you need to step aside, you know, because what? What? And a lot of people, I have to remind them, I said, you know, that's great, but I think the one thing you overlooked is my name's on the deed.
That's what happened with me and my old partners. It was like, by the way, this is my life story, my intellectual property.
Yeah.
And they're just like, the funniest thing was like David, I kept telling them, they would like, I would say, I want things done this way, and this way. And they'd be like, sure, Corey, you're the boss, whatever you say. And then you go and do some just crazy ass other thing they wanted to do.
Yeah.
Finally, David asked Leon, he's like, Leon, why won't you just do what Corey says? And why do you keep lying to him? And Leon said, Corey doesn't know what he's doing.
Yeah.
He managed, you know? And
the ego is unbelievable. It's unbelievable dealing with this stuff.
And so many other people have tried that same thing. And I've seen the same thing happen with you at your ranch.
Yeah. It's pretty crazy. Like past couple of years, I pretty much backed out of the whole community. And it's funny, I've just been up here working. We're creating an e-study and working on mainly self-mastery and empowering the individual to get your own information, things like that. And I kind of backed out of the community. And I'm still hearing all these rumors and all these things. And I'm going, you know, I haven't even been there. I'm not even, you know, things I'm doing now, I'm going, I'm not even in that space anymore. You know, it's all I'm doing there is working and trying to reclaim a place, you know, from the jungle, you know, reclaim the coffee and the MacNet fields and, you know, building and creating a space. And I said, I don't even know what these people are talking about, but it's just unbelievable, the rumors. And it's all about, like I'm saying, jealousy, competition. And if you have funders, they're going to try to steal your funders. And they have to do that. They have to destroy you to steal your funders. And they're going to be real convincing. Yeah, we have it. We have the evidence, you know. And then you go, what? Who? Give me a name. They can't.
Yeah.
They can't give you a name. Who is this person? And then one time they named this person. I go, I can call that person right now. We're on great terms. And here's their number. I'll call them right now if you want to talk to them. Like none of that happened. And they even wrote letters to the people that were accusing me of crap. And it's so funny because like supposedly I guess I'm a pedophile. I'm a gay. I'm a predator. I run a Russian bestiality group. And I'm trying to think the other ones. And the stuff was going around, and I go, I don't even know what that is. First of all, I don't even know what a Russian beast, I don't know if that's sex with a bear or something. I don't know, but but it's like,
you go bear, you never go back.
Yeah. And I'm almost glad they did that, because it got so ridiculous. I could go, look how ridiculous this is.
Yeah.
You know, I don't speak Russian. I've never been to Russia. And they go, yeah, I go back and forth to Russia all the time. And I have this ring, sex ring, Russian beast. I said, I have no idea what you're talking about or where you're. And then they had somebody with a name that was James Wilson Gilliland, and my middle name's Alan. And they go, this guy's a sexual predator. We got you now, you know, we've got you. And I go, that guy's in Seattle. I've never lived in Seattle. He has a different name altogether. But you constantly have to deal with this crap. And it's like, I go, what? It's not worth it. To me, it's like, it's not.
It's a sickness. And, you know, you're not the only one that's been done with the community. David Wilcock has withdrawn. I am done. I'm working, you know, with our AscensionWorks.tv program to help people do the inner work and hopefully withdraw from the community. The community.
Yeah.
I went from trying to bring people to the community to like warning people to stay away.
Yeah. Me too. I'm at that thing too. The same thing with a lot of the super soldier, all that stuff and space fleet stuff. I go, well, how do you, you know, these guys have a story, you know, they're telling a story, but a lot of it, I keep saying, it's the same story you told a long time ago. and they're piggybacking on that. I said, how do you know? I mean, how do you know that any of this is real or anything? And the same thing too, is I tell people, you know, the problem they have with these SETI is that masters are appearing there, you know, Mary, Babaji, all these masters.
In my experience, there's something real going on at East SETI.
Yeah. I mean,
what you see in the sky can't be drones, can't be balloons.
Yeah.
What you see on the mountain is, I mean, and myself, like I told you, I sat down and I tried to mentally connect and project myself to the mountain, and I was invited in. Something, and it really caught me off guard, because I didn't expect anything to happen. So there's really crazy stuff going on there. I've actually talked to my friend Jenny and a couple other people, a director, Mary, about you know, help you maybe helping executive produce you know, a show out there that covers it in the way that it should be covered, because what is really going on there is amazing. And the fact that you've had to withdraw having people out there because the community has gotten so crazy is a horrible thing for this community, you know?
Well, they need to create I tell people, look, if you want to have contact with spiritually and technologically advanced beings, you got to create a space for it.
Yeah.
A space within you, a community, and that's not here right now. And they don't feel welcome when they come to these places with all the fighting and all the other stuff and backstabbing and competition and the dishonesty going on. That's not a space they can exist in. They can't be in that space. So you've got to maintain a frequency and have an impeccable integrity and hold a very sacred space, and then they'll come. And if is the UFO community doing that? Hell no, they're not even close. You know,
before we go, I know we only have a few more minutes. Do you mind if we talk a little bit about the stuff that I'm doing?
Yeah, go for it.
Cool. Yeah, you know, as I said, me and a number of other people were like withdrawing from the community. I'm not going to be doing events. People have been inviting me to events. They're too dangerous, not doing it. And you know, I'm working with AscensionWorks TV. We're doing more and more courses for other people, bringing, you know, promoting their courses. People do more TV shows with us. We're really growing right now. So AscensionWorks TV, we've been doing, and also, you know, the gaming stuff is really starting to take off for me, the video game.
Yeah.
The video game industry is bigger than the movie and music industry put together. 2.5 billion people on this planet play video games. And approaching people through video games and having video games based on my life story and also these higher consciousness concepts all mixed in, we can have a huge effect on the mass consciousness through entertainment, and also doing some movies and documentaries. But it's, you know, there's people are spending like, people are spending money on funding games like crazy right now. The gaming industry is exploding even during the recession, the last recession as well. So putting a lot of my energy into that, I'm going to be creating a gaming studio here in Colorado, together with some various people, including one person who I'm very impressed with, is well known in the gaming industry and is really helping me a lot and putting their name and experience behind, you know, me bringing, you know, these dozens of games we've come up with to market and to start affecting the mass consciousness, and then base movies off of that. So I'm going to be moving mostly into that sort of thing and hopefully be behind the camera and the computer more than in front of it in the future, because I'm liking having more and more anonymity walking around the streets, you know, since I'm totally in advertising all the time, you know, the old show I did. So, you know, that is what I'm moving more into doing. I'm very excited, very happy to be doing so. And I wish the community had turned out the way I had envisioned it to be. But, you know, reality sets in and we have to stick to our own missions. And well, I know you're doing some very cool things at East SETI and also in Hawaii as well. You know,
Yeah. We launched East SETI TV. It's just now getting launched. And we have Contact Has Begun 1 and 2. And those were made a long time, 2000, I think. And then we've got The Uncontrolled Narrative and we have new ones coming on. We're working a lot with Peter Slattery over there in Australia. And
He's another one I forgot to mention earlier that, he's one of those guys that's real solid. And he's been doing a lot of the same bullshit.
Oh yeah. I've been helping him through a lot of that stuff. And it's like, he calls me, you're the father, you're like my father, you know? And I go, dude, you just can't give a shit. Like you're saying, you can't give a shit what other people think. You just gotta just, and know it comes with the territory. It's unfortunate. That's the way it is. I do feel really good about, I know what's coming. And it's all about frequency, and all this nonsense is going to implode. It's imploding on itself right now. You can see it in every industry, you know, the political, the religious institutions, the pharmaceutical institutions, all those institutions.
Hollywood.
It's all imploding now. And then out of that implosion, the good stuff is going to come out and we're going to go through a huge shift. And so but we're in those times, in that time of implosion and time of chaos and everything else. So we just got to, I think it's really good to just pull back and let it implode and then come back out when things are more, you know, going in your direction or whatever. You know, it's that's what I've been feeling. I go, you know, I'm going to be out on a paddleboard with the dolphins.
Yeah.
Until all this stuff finishes. And then then I might come back in later. You know,
people don't realize how what an amazing free feeling it is to not give a crap.
Oh God, yeah,
it really is.
I told people, I said, you know, I spent my whole life becoming nobody, and I think I'm there. I'm pretty close. And other people spend their whole life to become somebody, but that somebody is, you're always going to be that. They're going to be hacking at your tree. The taller you get, it's a tall poppy. They're going to try to take it down. But when you become nobody, there's nobody to defend, nobody to argue with. You know, it's just like, that's the place to get to.
Like I said, you know, the last, you know, 4 years or so in this community, it's affected my family dramatically. It's affected my health dramatically.
Yeah.
Hair is turning white. I lost a lot of hair. It's starting to grow back now because of all the stress and craziness that we were dealing with, and also, fear for our lives. The freedom that we're feeling from moving away from all of that and into new industries and working with people that are like professional. I mean, these are people that are professional. There's no, they don't bring emotion into things. It's not, I feel, I won't, it's all logical. It's about what is the smartest thing to do for the business and to get the mission moving forward. And, I'm happy to be working in that type of environment now.
Great. More power to you. I always wanted to do a video game, where you could actually say, okay, these are the ones you don't want to connect with. This is how you shield up. This is how you avoid them. And these are the ones you do want to connect with. And
That's cool. Yeah.
my computer skills are gone. I have the connections. I understand that whole interdimensional war that's going on right now, but
Well, hey, man, keep that idea fresh because not only, we're going to be doing disclosure comics and games, but the disclosure themed games, we're going to be, there are a lot of different people that have cool stories in this community that if they tweak it a little bit, they could create games or other entertainment properties, films that could affect the mass consciousness for, in a positive way and also make them money. People are weird about money. If you have money, you can, there are no obstacles or fewer obstacles in your mission. You can do what you want. You're not beholden to anyone. You're not hat in hand to anyone. So become self-sufficient. There's ways to do that.
I've been working on a screenplay for some time, and it would change the world. It would talk about the ancient history, contact, everything, what's gone on, and how we got to where we're at, and where what's available to us, with the higher beings. And I've always wanted to do something with that, but I've never found a producer that can hang in there, that didn't lose their shit, put it, or could stand against the other. It's multidimensional war and the negative influence that are coming in. I mean, two or three people tried to do this and they got hijacked. Some spiritually, some physically were tossed in a van and taken for a ride and said, you aren't going to cover this. So it's pretty interesting how they're so threatened by spiritually and technologically advanced beings. I know why, because it's a reflection to their lack of spirituality and integrity. But anyway, we're hitting the end of the hour. We've got to sign off. I can't thank you enough for coming on the show, and total support for everything you're doing. I wish you the best on all these programs you're putting out there, and I think it's really gonna wake up and shake up a lot of humanity, and in a good way, without all the slings and arrows that have been coming your way,
Well, slinging, shaking people up seems to be something that I'm inherently good at.
I'm pretty good at pissing people off. I go, oh, look at that big red button. Oh, push it, and then whoops. And but anyway, again, we've got to sign off. We're out of time. We'll bring you on the show again, and if you have any new updates or whatever you want to talk about or bring out, just let me know, and we'll bring you on the show. And keep up the good work. And sorry for all the crap you've had to go through. I know exactly what you're going through, because I went through it too. I'm still going through some of it, but even though I'm even out of it right now. But
I know a lot of what you've been through, and it's been total hell, but I've learned a lot through it. That's one of the things about my personality type is we're not afraid to fail. And I'm not held back by failures or things that happen. I learned from them and I implement them into my life. And that's exactly what I'm doing. I'm moving forward with my life and my family and starting our business in a new direction. And it's very exciting. And I've learned a lot from the absolute hell that I've been through.
I understand that one. I love, there's an old saying, I've manifested a lot of things and gained a lot of wisdom, but I've never made a mistake, And if you don't gain the wisdom from the experience, then it might be a mistake, but that's
That's
how I grow.
the answer. Every time I would talk about a problem, they would get excited and say, "What a beautiful opportunity." And I stopped bringing my problems to them because it pissed me off. But you know what?
Yeah.
But all of these things are opportunities. They're opportunities to grow and opportunities to learn more about the different personality types around you and how to navigate life and not make this deal with the same bullshit.
Yeah, and exactly. Like next time you choose to incarnate here, that there's a lesson there too. You go, hell no, I'm staying in the upper dimensions.
Yeah. I'm done. I'm not coming back. I'm sorry.
Anyway, again, thanks so much for coming on the show. We got to sign off. This is James Gillen with As You Wish and East City Stargate and all the other networks. So have a great evening. Keep an open mind, pure heart, loving intent, and see what that brings you. Anyway, have a great evening. Good night.